So you can imagine how that increased all their work and hiring and all sorts of effects. Logging companies cut hardwoods such as oak and maple, which would not float, and this wood became in high demand. So as a result of all of this, I love this picture because it speaks volumes. Between 1870 to 1890 were the peak logging years in Wisconsin. Logging companies provided lumber for homes, furniture, tools, anything made of wood. The industry provided many, many jobs in the forests and in the mills. Many towns and cities grew while the logging industry was booming. Logging also supported other businesses amid shingles, barrels, wagons, and furniture. But what happened next? The land in the north was bare and full of stumps because logging companies logged and they moved out. They mostly didn't care about going back in and cleaning up because they were moving to the next space to cut trees. Acres of land were covered with slash or left behind brush and branches. And slash is, of course, if you remember that picture of the really, really tall pine tree at the very top where the branches are, that's where the knots on the trunk are. So they would just cut those branches off and leave them as slash in the woods. The land in the north became known as the cutover. Why is that a problem? Well, trees are important. Tree roots help keep soil in place, and with fewer trees, the land was no longer protected from erosion. Without trees, the top layer of soil, the topsoil, washed and blew away, and the land in general became very, very dry. Specifically, on October 8, 1871, you might know this date, because it was the date of the Peshtigo fire, which started because they were trying to clean up slash and burning it, and the fire was a trifecta of weather conditions and heat and the small fire turning into a giant fire. The fire could not be stopped. The fire burned more than 1 million acres of forest and many, many people died. And coincidentally, it was the same day as the Great Chicago Fire. So in Peshtigo, people did not come to help as quickly because lots of help and aid were going to Chicago to help people after the Great Chicago Fire, which was the same day. The Great Chicago Fire, however, proved a boon to Oshkosh's lumber trade, as much of the lumber used to rebuild the city of Chicago came from Oshkosh mills. By 1873, 24 sawmills, 15 shingle mills, and 7 sash and door factories were in operation, earning Oshkosh the name Sawdust City. There's a picture of the Payne Center, who is a very fancy stone house built by Nathan Payne, who was a lumber company owner in Oshkosh. In the north, the logging boom was over. Some mills tried to switch to pulp and paper, and people were encouraged to try to farm this cutover land. This picture is really funny because clearly a cabbage is not that big. But the state did produce promotional photographs and ads, even to people in Europe, come and get this land, come and farm on this land in northern Wisconsin called the Cutover. So people did, they came. However, removing all those giant stumps was not easy. Folks from the UW Extension were up there trying to help people remove the stumps, and sometimes they, again, just blew them up. Here's a picture of a man using a tractor to remove a stump from cutover land. And sometimes they just plowed around the stumps and tried to farm and left the stumps there. In the early 1900s, many decision makers continued to promote the idea of farming. Some people believe the land's just gonna restore itself. It's gonna self-seed, the trees will come back. By 1904, there were people in Wisconsin who said that's not gonna work. They developed a forestry law and passed a law that helped the cutover lands. For example, the law created a State Department of Forestry, a system of state forest, a forest reserve, including 62,000 acres of land in Oneida, Vilas, and Iron counties. They hired a state forester to oversee this process. In 1911, work began at the new state-supported Trout Lake Tree Nursery. Young pines, they need at least 2 years to grow before you can transplant them, so it was going to take a while. Many people did try farming the cutover lands, However, the soil was too poor and the growing season too short. Decision makers continued to disagree about what to do with the land. You could probably infer that there is more to the story. It has to do with taxes and who was in government at the time, and did they have personal interest in logging companies? And there is a lot more to that, this small statement.